Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's the end of the show, show. 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 Can't take it, but I'm taking away from you.
Hi, and welcome to Gregor's End of the Show show, summing up what went down in Seattle. Not so much this week, huh? For the nerds and on the internet every weekday morning. I should change it to in Snohomish, where I am currently sitting. I'm Gregor, host of Mornings on 107.7 The End. Nerd Talk and the full 90 Soccer Time podcast. Bunch of silly jokes. None of this is very serious. If you want professionals to talk about it, find the professionals. I'm just going to pontificate. Shoutouts to Travis on Instagram, who reached out to say, credit where it's due, I had no idea you weren't in studio until I heard a recent End of the Show podcast. That's this. How do you keep Space Baby from busting into the closet when you're recording? Well, Travis, actually, I can answer that for you. The closet is, you know, it's like a pretty standard closet in a modern home. Pretty shallow depth. It has the doors that accordion in. Is that what it's called, accordion? I don't know what the style doors are. There's like two handles and they kind of taco as you pull them out and then they close flat again. Like pantry style doors. Well, I took those off and built the soundproofing and everything else into this actual closet. And then it's within our spare bedroom. And my wife is a Pilates instructor. And so I don't know if you know what a Pilates reformer is. It's this big machine that looks like it's a mechanic's chair for ballet people, I guess. And that's in here too. So it's the studio, both the workout and the recording studio in our home. Some challenges still, like the air conditioner makes a lot of noise. But hey, at the main studio in Seattle, that's what it sounds like too. Additionally, I need to fill in the window somehow. We'll get to that someday. But yeah, it's a challenge. Space Baby has not broken in on this show yet. I should bring him up to sit in. I got to set up my other microphone, but I'll do that because that'd be fun. He has not broken into the show yet, but sometime he will. And I'll have him talk and we'll interview him. It'll be fun. So maybe later this week I can make that happen. Thanks for the message, though. That's awesome. You never know who's listening to this stupid thing. I just hope that I'm being at least sort of entertaining for you. Here's your chance to find out like what happened on the show, plus a little bit more of my actual personality. Not that I don't give you my actual personality on the show. I just don't have time to, like, to stretch it out there. It's always in, like, 20 to 30-second bursts, and there's a lot of writing and stuff. This is much more free-form, obviously. Listen to me now. Anyway, it's not all bad news with coronavirus, but it obviously starts with bad news.
In case you missed it, it's the news.
Before we get rolling, just a big shout out to Seattle Times. They're doing their daily tracker, and it's where I'm getting all my info for the most part. Thanks. Today on coronavirus, 4,900 confirmed cases and 195 fatalities in Washington State. Yikes. Holy cow. Seattle City Council passed a resolution calling on rent and mortgages to be canceled during the coronavirus pandemic. Whew. It now falls in the hands of Governor Inslee and further to the president to try and make it official. And with rent due tomorrow, chop chop. Wouldn't that be crazy if it came to that? Pop star Lizzo bought lunch for the UW Medical Center staff yesterday in an effort to add to any positive stories around COVID-19. She's picking up lunch for hospitals in places hit hard by the coronavirus and just being always cool. Thank you. Hey, don't worry. Real estate is essential business again. The governor loosened the restrictions around real estate agents being able to show homes during the spreading coronavirus, which is good news if you're worried about, I don't know, paying your mortgage and you're a real estate agent. You can even meet buyers and sellers for showings in an effort to keep the real estate market alive. Proper social distancing, please. How weird. The Columbia Sportswear CEO has cut his own salary to just $10,000 in order to keep paying his retail employees during the pandemic. Nice move. Superstar soccer players at FC Barcelona, doing the same thing, taking a 70% pay cut to ensure operational and facility staff don't go broke. Nice. Also, that means famed international footballer Messi will only make a reported 150,000 euros this week, until things get back to his normal 500 plus. And state licensing offices are closed starting today, so if you have to renew your ID or driver's license, pop online. Or I guess you're just a pirate now. Watch out for scurvy.
You just got news.
I'm not playing Animal Crossing, and I feel like there's two things I'm missing out on big time right now. It's Tiger King and Animal Crossing. I don't know if you do either of them, but Tiger King is already annoying me with everyone talking about it on the internet. Just like, what was the movie? The Hangover? Everyone loved The Hangover so much like 10 years ago that I was like, I don't want to see it. You're annoying me with your fandom, says a guy who needs fans to exist. Love you. No, but it was like one of those things where everyone says it's so funny, and then you watch it and you're like, okay, it's not that funny, which is exactly what happened when I eventually did watch The Hangover. It was like, oh, well, we didn't find the guy who's missing here. I wonder if he's with the other people. And then it's like, cut to that scene. Now, here's another ridiculous premise. I guess if you didn't know what was coming and he saw that, and Mike Tyson suddenly starts do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do and then punches a guy, yeah, it's funny. But if you're expecting it, then it's like less cool. And then Tiger King, yeah, it's like, my expectations are so high. I'm going to watch it because it's available to me. Playing Animal Crossing is not as easy because you have to really invest in that. What's Tiger King going to take me? 6 hours or something like that during a quarantine? Whatever. I don't have to parent the whole time. Space Baby naps. I do feel like I'm missing out, though. Luckily, the internet is putting it into my face all the time. I don't know. I miss gaming. I don't really game much anymore. But I like the distraction. I like being able to sink your mind into something. Here's an old man moment. It's just that when I was a kid, games could be really short-lived. Like, you could play Sonic the Hedgehog for 45 minutes and then be done. Now you need to get 78 hours into a game before you've defeated Zelda or whatever. It's no longer... The first experience for me on that was Final Fantasy VII. It took so dang long. So long! To work up those materia, you had to, like... Lightning! Finally, lightning materia is mastered! Hooray! I'm gonna summon Neo Bahamut! Sorry. I don't know. It's just like, there was a time where you could fire up... I guess sports games are still like that. As I say, you could fire up, like, old Nintendo NES ice hockey, and you could be the skinny, medium, or fat guys, and go out there and skate and put your team together. That was fun. I wonder if I can play that, actually. Even the original Legend of Zelda, I played it a while ago. I fired up an emulator on my computer. Even that was like a long game, but still wanted to take you 10, 12, 15 hours to go through it. Man, now 70-something hours. I guess that's why app-based games are still pretty fun, right? Got any recommendations for a good app-based game? I play puzzle games on there. Like, I love 2048. It's just like a stupid throw. Like, you could just stop midway through and be fine. The last one I got really into was a puzzle game was Tiny Bubbles, made here in Seattle. It's so soothing. The Tiny Bubbles is great, and it sounds so cool. You got to listen to it in headphones. And Hyper Burner was a few years ago, but I still fire that up when I'm on an airplane. Anyway. We got a lot of time to kill these days, so it's worth it, right? Oh, here's a cool way that you can put your free time into some science. That's neat.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
While cooped up at home, why not help scientists do some sciencing with Zoo Universe? It's an online set of applications that allow you to lend a hand in data analysis.
Wow, how exciting.
No, it's cool. Galaxy Zoo, you get to describe observed galaxies and help machine learning get it right. Or Penguin Watch, where at-home citizen scientists, a.k.a. your kids, or stoned friend, or stoned you, can now count penguins to help researchers understand their habits and numbers more clearly. Huh. Science sure is a lot of busy work. The city of Seattle wants to help struggling food businesses and put together a comprehensive map of restaurants offering takeout and online ordering, and I'm stoked. Of course, we've been doing this for the last week at 1077theend.com/we're open Seattle. You can still add your business there if you haven't yet. And finally, an astrophysicist. So embarrassing. An astrophysicist was trying to use magnets to create a device that would warn you if you were touching your face. Cool. The less we touch our faces, the less germs get inside us. Well, things went from weird to bad pretty quickly when he unclipped a couple magnets outside of his nose, and the ones inside got stuck together, way up in there. He then decided to use other magnets to try and pull those ones out, and you guessed it, more magnets straight up his honker. See, just because you understand pulsars and deep space phenomena doesn't mean you're better than us. Everyone is an idiot sometimes.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
Seriously, I've been clicking on penguins now for a long time today. I spent like 20 minutes of my prep time just clicking on penguins for science! It's really cool. They put up a picture, and you click on all the different penguins so they can track them and see how many are in this photo, and they can get an idea. And then the machine learning can start to see. It's like human verified. If you log in, it'll actually, if you're part of something, it can give you credit for doing the checking on it, which is neat. So you might be scientifically published someday. The other one is with galaxies. I can't remember what it's called. It's like Galaxy Zoo or something like that. And it shows you a picture of distant galaxies that they photographed, and it asks you, like, is it a disk? Do you see spiral arms? Is there some sort of imperfection? Is it oblong? Is it Bob Oblong? And you answer all these questions, and it goes, thanks. And it's helping train the robots that are going to kill us in the future to look at stuff for us. That's neat. Thanks, robots. Don't kill us.
The end of the end of the show show. The end of the end of the show show.
The end of the show show.
The end of the show show. Thanks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.